And I was thinking about us at the point of ordination. It was quite something being able to witness public ordination on this convention. And maybe for some of us, we were recollecting our own ordination and something of that time. So I think at the point of ordination, clearly there's some galvanization of us really, you know, wanting to live this Dharma life and a real sincere connection with that, authentic. And I don't know what you would have said that was. I mean, some of you might have felt you were just in touch with the possibility of awakening, or that you could sense the bodhicitta, or that somehow you felt that this was the most authentic way you could be. Or maybe some of you were hearing the cries of the world and you just wanted to respond. Maybe some of you just felt kindness was the only sane way to be. I don't know what you call it. I think there's probably something below just saying, going for refuge, that would speak to us more directly for each of us, even though that phrase, going for refuge, connects us all. So in your Know Your Mind, Bhante emphasized the recollection aspect of mindfulness. And he said, recollection may be said to be about remembering what is really important, what life is really about, and what one is really supposed to be doing. Why am I here? What am I doing this for? Recollection is often about waking up to the fact that one has strayed away from where one really wants to be. The Sanskrit term reserved for this particular type of recollection is samprajanya, sometimes translated as mindfulness of purpose. When one recollects something, one is, as it were, collecting together again what has been lost, even gathering up scattered energies. So the Buddhist tradition is full of supports to remember our mindfulness of purpose throughout the whole day, whatever we're doing. So some of the order members from San Francisco went out to Western China, which is really Eastern Amdo province of Tibet, and we're in this Tibetan village. You know, everywhere there are prayer flags flying, you know, just reminding people about compassion. And the entire temple was surrounded by 3 kilometers of prayer wheels constantly being turned, just reminding people about compassion. The whole orientation to the bodhicitta in the Tibetan tradition also, just every single activity that we dedicate it to the benefit of all beings. Another way of reminding us. I've been actually thinking that we in the FWBO could use a sort of shorter version of our transference of merit and recite it at the end of every meditation, you know, so that we give away the benefits of each meditation and not get so uptight about whether it was good or bad and all that. Just give away. And of course, the Zen tradition is great at this. You know, at the retreat center in Chikoji, where we go in San Francisco, Zen Retreat Center, they have little verses everywhere, little gathas, and you know, when you're in the bathroom it says, tonight and every night before I go to sleep, may I think of all beings, or something like that. You know, so even as you're brushing your teeth. And Thich Nhat Hanh is great. He's really a good teacher of just practice being able to happen in every circumstance. You know, Americans spend a lot of time in their cars, so he's taught about mindfulness of driving, you know, and washing the dishes, mindfulness of washing the dishes. Some of us don't have dishwashers yet, so it's still a relevant practice. So integration can be seen as an increasing engagement of more and more of our energies into something that is of real meaning and value to us. And I think we can't just rest on the point of ordination for that kind of invitation to practice. So I just wonder, you know, if you think about how engaged you were at your private ordination, well, what about right now? Whether that's 1 year later or 30 years later, whatever it is. What speaks to you now with whatever experience has happened since then? What's the meaning of practice to you now? Why are you here? And I think we can stagnate if we don't take care to nourish that engagement. If that engagement, if the message of why we're doing this is kind of stagnated, it's just something we repeat. I mean, I think the phrase of going for refuge is in danger of becoming like a really meaningless phrase if we don't keep it alive.